legislation so Jess can move on?
Right, right. So welcome everyone to the council workshop here on February 9th. The main purpose is the council office operations, but we do have a little bit of housekeeping business left over from yesterday's meeting. And that consists of ordinances number 2022-28 and 2022-29. So we'll address that first. So Jessica, you could be on your way to attend to your child and your rest of your day. So I guess what we'll do is we'll start with ordinance number 2022-28.
Call the roll first, Dave.
Oh, yes. Let's call the roll, Debbie, please.
Sure.
Thank you, Tom.
DeGeronimo?
He's muted.
DeGeronimo?
You're muted, Tom. Here.
Grendel?
Here.
Narduzzi?
Here.
Tracus?
Present.
Viverca? He's calling me. Walchanowicz?
Here.
Very good. So we have six of us here. And what we're going to start is with the two ordinances that were left on first reading at they're at the end of the agenda for the February 8th regular council meeting. And the first item we have is ordinance number 2022-28.
Title only.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
An ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into a job retention and creation grant agreement with NFP Benefits Brokerage and NFP PNC Brokerage to retain operations within the city.
Motion to adopt.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Debbie, call the roll, please.
Sure. DeGeronimo?
Yes.
Grendel?
Yes.
Narduzzi?
Yes.
Tracus?
Aye.
Viverca?
Thumbs up.
Walchanowicz?
Yes.
Okay.
Very good. So it's passed 6-0. Ordinance number 2022-29, title only.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
An ordinance authorizing the mayor to enter into a job creation, retention, and creation grant agreement with Wellness IQ to retain operations within the city.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Debbie, call the roll, please.
Sure. Grendel?
Yes.
Narduzzi?
Yes.
Tagliati?
Having just joined, I'm not sure what, is this a roll call?
Yes, ordinance 2022-29.
We're voting on it.
Okay, and that is the first incentive ordinance?
The second one for Wellness IQ.
Okay, yes, I apologize for my tardiness.
Okay. Tracus?
Aye.
Viverca? Walchanowicz?
Yes.
Very good. And that passed, and Anthony, the first ordinance also passed unanimously. So Jessica, we have approved both of those ordinances. And
thank
that's
you very
so
much.
Oh well.
We appreciate
so, okay, no problem. Thank you, Jessica. You have a nice day now.
Thank you, you as well.
Thank you. And anything else before we get into gist of our agenda here? And this is something we've been promising Debbie and talked about for quite some time, but we're finally getting around to discussing council office operations. And I believe all of us received last week, and I believe Debbie, you sent to us some material. You sent us actually consists of four I think one is the 2022 City Council office goals that were your goals that were, I guess the mayor requested that all directors submit their goals for the coming year. And you provided us a copy of the 2022 City Council office goals. You also sent us a list of the duties that you perform, as well as the list of duties that Gail Ruggieri performs. And then the last item, which you had shared with me earlier, was a service that Jim Gibbs had recommended, as if we're interested in, and that is a transcription, I guess, service that mm-hmm. would transcribe the minutes from both council meetings and committee meetings, and that as a possibility or down the road or an alternative
right.
that we could look at. So I guess I'd like to, and thank you very much for all that material, and it really got us gave us some background information. I know Jim, you've been working on Jim Trakas for some time as far as getting legislation together to have a some help for Debbie there, assistant clerk. And what I'd like to go to maybe is address Debbie's 2022 City Council office goals that she has. And of course, the two top paragraphs, or the second and third paragraph, talks about being to continue to be a vital link between council and administration, and to continue to create transparency in government for the residents and the pants, and also to strive for efficient, knowledgeable, and adaptable to the ever-changing world of government. And Debbie, with all the education you've gotten and training you've gotten, you've really you're a tremendous resource and a tremendous source for us to know that we're doing things legally and properly, and making us more efficient. And this being my 19th year, I know I go back to the years when we had temporary people in your position. We had people that I look at now that really weren't qualified, in that role, doing work for other councilmen while they're trying to do work for council office. And so it was really, you have brought professionalism and a tremendous, you brought it to another level as far as the operation of the council office. What I did is I took then the paragraphs, I have four of them, and one is it starts with the council office needs. And if you look at the fifth paragraph down on the City Council Office goals, it reads the council office needs to begin the process of having someone to assist the clerk of council in the capacity of backup employee, to be prepared, to be trained to handle board, committee, and council meetings, and be trained in the proper procedures in running a council office. Not having someone, if something should happen to you or your prolonged absence, again, council could be experiencing what we experienced about 12, 13 years ago, 14 years ago, and I could just simply call that chaos, as far as that goes, to be kind as far as. So, Debbie, I know that, or Jim, I know you have worked on sample legislation, and we'd like to get that going. We'd like to create a position for someone that maybe will have some of the duties that Gail has, but also then expound upon them and have them do some of the meetings that a little bit transcribe and break them into the process of being a company. Because that you've had years of experience, and you've gotten better and better all along. But we need for you to train or to bring someone aboard that hopefully that has a number of years that they go offer to the city and be able to be your successor and give you peace of mind if you have to take a vacation or a family emergency comes up. That your duties are being fulfilled. So I don't know, Jim, if you want to talk about what you've proposed in the past as far as legislation goes.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Vice Mayor. So I've worked with Debbie, and I can share this. I'll send it out when we're done with the meeting. I'll send it out to everybody, just a sample piece of legislation, creating a position as an assistant clerk. I know Mayor Kurtz had some ideas that perhaps in addition to duties in the clerk's office, that this person could maybe able to do something else as well as a value to the city, because it wouldn't be a full-time position. But the idea is to be not only just a backup to Debbie, but to create a position so that we're essentially hiring someone that the council could interview that would be requisite to, won't be Debbie, but could be Debbie someday if we find the right person. Bring that person on as an assistant, have that individual trained under Debbie, have multiple duties, because obviously we already have a clerk, but have other duties as assigned. And then when and if Debbie's ready to retire, that person would basically be considered to be the clerk, and then we could abolish the position. So you would have a position for a set period of time, and then train this individual to do everything that Debbie does, Gail's backup work, and any other duties that, that would be assigned by either council or Mayor Kurtz, that would be able to be of value to the taxpayers. And I particularly think that given the city's position in the Mary Jane Horton versus Kilbane lawsuit, which the city ended up losing, that that role of you know, public information could be even more enhanced, because I think that was the subject of the lawsuit. And so maybe there's some additional training that we could do on that. I know we're just going to a training on that topic here pretty soon. So that was the concept behind what we were talking about and some of the background information related to it. It's all flexible. It's whatever you want to do, but I just thought maybe we'd get the ball rolling with that.
And then just a quick aside to that that Horton case, that was a request, public records request made of the police chief, wasn't it, or through the police department? Right. It had nothing to do with Debbie, right, Debbie? Is that
she didn't take that records request through my office. She did it directly with the chief.
That's what I figured. I thought.
If you had one office that did all that, then you may not have that type of problem, because the chief and other people are doing other things. It's not their job for really, just a suggestion.
Dave, what are your thoughts and ideas about this? Or Tom,
I've got a couple ideas. So if we're going to do this assistant thing, Jim, and I agree with you 100%, I think we need to look at possibly replacing Gail with this assistant. So this assistant is in the office full time, and she gets to know the knowledge and the background of the council office. And two, introduce technology. I mean, there's technology out there that does the minutes for you. I think that's what Jim Gibbs was referring to with the transcript. And, you know, instead of doing all this stuff manually, like Debbie has to do these minutes and takes so much time and effort, that I think technology would release a lot of the time spent doing that stuff. And also the transcript, like verbatim, that we do, I think is ridiculous. I don't think of any other council office or council that does verbatim minutes. I mean, it's time to get into the, you know, it's 2022. I don't know who ever reads these minutes to begin with. So I think it's just a waste of time. I mean, if you get to the gist of what we're talking about, I think it's good enough. This pages and pages and pages of minutes that I guarantee you that nobody reads them. I mean, I browse through them if there's a discussion that I was involved in, but for the most part, I lived it already. So I don't have to relive it again by doing the minutes. I think we waste a lot of time with that. So I don't think we need to have three people in the council office, you know, at one time. I think, you know, if we're going to do the assistant, I think maybe, you know, we can find another place for Gail to, you know, to help the city out, but bring the assistant in there, and she's there for an 8-hour day, and she's learning the council office in and out. That's my opinion.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Tom. Any other opinions before I ask Debbie of hers? Anthony or John or?
I think Councilman Trakas's perspective and approach is well suited. I don't have any problems with anything that he said. So if that's the path that council wants to take, I'm all for it.
Very good. I agree, John. You have any idea? I know you're just a newbie here and everything. I guess,
speaking of technology, I'm not even 100% certain. And is it going to continue that every meeting, every committee meeting, every board of zoning, do you think those are all going to be recorded with the Zoom option?
Well, my hope, and I mentioned that to the council yesterday, it seems like the numbers are trending in the positive direction as far as the pandemic goes. So I'm hoping next month we have at the very least a hybrid type of meeting where whoever wants to attend will attend, and we'll have, and hopefully by spring that we're back to a normal meeting, because I think you get a lot more, the residents get a lot more out of being there in person. And I'm hoping, of course, you never know with this pandemic, 2 months from now, we could be in another, there might be another variant and everything. So you kind of have to be very flexible in it. But I do like the fact that, if we do have a person, we'll have our reports read at the meeting. But it's been such a crazy time. I think, I know Anthony, you asked yesterday, but I have my report ready if we're going to read it, but after going through 2 hours, 2 hours and 10 minutes of caucus, I think people are, or at least the members, are just ready to get to the business section and get it over with, because it is, to me, it's a lot more, you're paying it, at least I'm paying more attention to see who wants to talk, and you have to be on your toes for 2 hours and plus time. So I think we'll definitely hopefully get back to a normalcy in that regards. But as far as verbatim, I don't, Debbie, you mentioned that not too many communities have verbatim anymore, or at least in what you've seen.
No. Well, a lot of my clerks that I go to class with, they don't do verbatim minutes. A lot of them don't do, they're not even in attendance anymore at committee meetings. The chairman runs the committee meeting for a lot of cities, and I mean, I'm not suggesting that that's what be done here, but they don't do verbatim minutes. I mean, they just don't.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if a council goes to the fullest extent and has a service to do the transcribing, and you don't have the clerk at your meetings and everything, then it's a point, you might just need one clerk then at that point, because you've cut your business down. So it depends. Like I said, we've been spoiled, because we do have everything. You've kept us at our fingertips. We have access to everything we've conducted, committees and everything else to go. But it depends on council of the future. And Jim, I'll get to you in a second. You know, how involved we are, or how in depth we want to get. Of course, you provide the not only for council, but you have the planning commission and all the duties you have regarding the planning commission, zoning board, and the architectural board. You keep files for all that, so you're on your toes if we keep it at this level. Jim, I know you had your hand up.
Thanks, Jed. I just wanted to add some perspective, and I think maybe we should bring Law Director O'Brien into this conversation. Because having a verbatim transcript may not be valuable for us all the time. I tend to read as much of them as I can if I've missed a meeting. But for example, I think Anthony, when we were working on that whole idea with the sewer and the assessment, I think we gleaned some pretty good knowledge from the verbatim planning commission minutes from, or when some of the people were before them and they made certain commitments about whether or not they were going to pay for sewer, part of the assessment, and what that was. So having that verbatim of that meeting actually, I think, was a negotiating, helped us in our negotiations to get that done. It was a difficult project, and then Mayor Tagliati got it done in good measure. So I think perhaps we should talk to, Greg O'Brien to find out the legality. My wife does this for a living, and the lawyer that she works with says, take general minutes, because something you don't really want to have verbatim minutes from a legal perspective, but maybe sometimes you do. So I would just suggest maybe we also have Greg weigh in on that, just to see if there's a strategic advantage to either not or have those types of minutes.
But don't we keep the recordings anyway?
For one, you're obligated to keep the recording until the minutes are approved.
That was kind of my question. Even if we don't, if we meet in person and committees meet in person, if there's an opportunity to record or just run a Zoom basically in the background so it's recorded. So if somebody wants to go and listen to it, it's available, but to record everything or type everything verbatim might be overkill.
Yeah, I think maybe we should get in the habit of just saving those recordings for forever. I mean, you could put so many on a disc. You could probably put all the planning commission minutes on one disc for the whole year.
Tom, we don't use discs anymore.
Well, that just goes to show you how old I am and how computer savvy.
So we were just talking about 8 tracks, not discs. Sorry about that.
We do have the audios of all of the council committee meetings and the council meetings. I do audio record everything for council, and it is available on the website. So
how long do we save those for?
They're on the website for as long as we've had the website up and running, this particular one.
I think that is sufficient if we ever need to have them legally for any kind of dispute, I would think. I don't know.
Chris, any thoughts on your part?
Jim's idea, you know, starting off with a, you know, a part-timer. We've talked about it for a year and a half now. My biggest thing is, you know, to actually follow through with it and do it. You know, at the end of the year, everyone's always griping about how we have to pay for people who haven't been able to use their vacation and all that. And, you know, Debbie's entitled to vacation and holidays and sick time. And unfortunately, you know, we all know the last couple of years with the pandemic, we have far more meetings than, you know, everyone said we had in the past. So she's here a lot and she's working a lot more and unable to take that time.
I'll
so,
put you on speaker.
You know, I just, you know, it's, I think it's crucial at this point to try to get, you know, something on the website, you know, and, you know, you know, to tell them we're looking for a position and move forward with it as quick as we can.
Dale, are you able to, I want to get your input too.
Okay, he's trying to talk through Debbie.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Now we can hear you.
Yeah, I let Jim find my idea.
Not very well.
Sorry.
Don't transcribe that.
I think Dale's going to have to join Chris there in the caucus room so so we can hear him better.
I can't hear nothing Dale's saying.
Sorry.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Now I can.
Just a little feedback.
I'm trying to get away from it. Okay. I like Jim's idea. And it might make sense to try to use the program that they talked about that paraphrases them. Maybe with the building department or the trial.
I caught something about the building department.
I think Dale wants to go to work in the building department. They got better computers there.
I'm thinking though, could we get a quality part-time person though, or do we need to maybe combine it with other duties so they'd have a full-time job, but a good portion of their day they're here with Debbie and being able to fill in if they have to spend a whole day, because you might not get a quality person that's looking for part-time, especially a younger person that needs to support a family or themselves.
Correct. And a part-time person's not going to want to be a full-time person if they're going part-time. So.
Right. Yeah.
I think
we'll change that. Yeah. So we'll make it a full-time position with the clerk's duties and then other duties as assigned. And correct. Then those other duties as assigned could be Mayor Kurtz, council, some of the directors, you know, whatever they may need, so that the primary function is a full-time position that would basically report to Debbie, correct? Or Vice Mayor Grindel, and then have that person trained and be of value to other departments as needed. Would that be correct?
I think that'd be good. Give them a full experience because, like, Debbie, you had worked in the building department, so you had a knowledge, a good background of what the content matter is for the Architectural Board of Review and also the BZA and the Planning Commission. So I think it's so critical, like I say, your knowledge and between you and the law director, I feel that we're on the right track of running a proper and legal meeting and everything. So we need to try to get somebody to get that experience on board with Debbie, and then down the road when the time comes that Debbie calls it quits, wants to retire or go part-time yourself, I think that would work. Debbie, you feel comfortable having a person that could count on you as their mentor too, and ideally if that's what we'd like to do, ideally have a succession plan there that leaves future councils and mayors you know, with a comfortable feeling they have a competent, strong, you know, clerk. Because it's been, I think, one of the success we've had as a city, and I know when Anthony, you were mayor, and also with, when Greg Kurtz has been mayor, you know, Dar Vilata has been a tremendous asset. I mean, just, you know, to the mayor's office, as Debbie is to the council office. When you have two people that have that experience, that are dedicated, that are loyal to the city and to, you know, their boss, I think the city, the whole city benefits from that. So I think as far as that Part 8 goes, I mean, I think we're looking for a full-time person that could be really most mainly working alongside you with you and duties with the council, but also be available in case there's down, you know, slow time and that they could help out at the mayor's office with home days. Maybe the home days always takes a lot of time and also there might be other especially events that that the city has at the Civic Center, whether it be Veterans Day or other things that are put on for seniors and that. So I think it's a good idea to have a full-time person, and we just sort of have to look at where they'd fall in the pay scale of things and that too. So Jim, I think you have your marching orders as far as drafting that for next month's meeting and getting at least on first reading, and then we're going to be serious about getting this passed by the April meeting. Any other comments on that, Debbie, as far as that first item that you have to...
I think Dale has a comment.
I don't know if this will work. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Now we do.
Okay. Have we done a thorough search of any of the full-time people that are currently employed by the city that could end up being half-time clerk, that might have an interest in being the eventual clerk?
I guess when we post this position, we could make it available to people already on staff that work for other departments that might have that ability. If future council decide to go on the transcription, you know, they have that service and everything, then you have a person. Debbie, you spend a lot of time, you know, organizing when we're busy as far as the planning commission, the BCA, and those filings. That takes a lot of prep time too. So possibility that we can fill it from within, we'd have to post it and see what parties we get interested in that position.
And in regards to the technology, the We Govern system that council's currently using, I believe, was implemented in 2016. And are they not supporting this version any longer? So I think council should really look at upgrading the software, the platform that we use as a group to submit legislation. And in those technological platforms, they go hand in hand with the transcription services, because you can click on an agenda item, which will then take you to that point in the discussion in the minutes, so you can read right through it. And if you have the technology transcribing, the technology is going to transcribe it verbatim regardless. I think artificial intelligence trying to summarize a city council meeting is quite a stretch at this point in time. So, you know, if you're going to do the technology, it's going to be verbatim, and then you'd want to link it to a new platform for city council, which has all the bells and whistles, which can, you know, you click on the agenda item, it takes you right to the written minutes, takes you right to the audio, takes you right to the video, pulls up any other supporting documents. And it's all out there, it's all available, and it's really pretty slick compared to what we're using right now.
Right, I think that's a good segue to at least, so Debbie, I think that's your second item, is to update the agenda software, update the software. And I believe it is in our, in the appropriations for that lease. That's what, you know, what I'm believing. We have not spent a whole lot of money on, I think, console software over the years. So, Anthony, bring up a good point. If we can come to some major improvement like that, now's the time to look into that also.
I think Anthony hit it on the head, because talking to Debbie, you know, they don't know if they're going to upgrade that system or not. So, you know, it's kind of, for us, we have to go through the website to get all our legislation. I think we need to seriously look into Anthony's approach to the new software.
And Debbie, you probably have access through other clerks and everything in your association to you know, find out what you know, what other cities are using, if it's successful, and something we might want to take a look at.
I do. I do. In fact, one of the clerks in Hilliard is looking at to replace their software, and she has provided me with a list of companies they're going to demo, and she's keeping me updated as to the demos of that software, so she can weed out what we might not like right off the get-go, and we wouldn't have to waste our time.
Yeah, that's good. That's one of the advantages with you and the association. You're able to make friendships that lead to hopefully beneficial to the city as far as getting a leg up on some of these items without having to waste a lot of time and money also. Mm-hmm. So before I leave, though, the first time we're comfortable with Jim drafting legislation that will introduce in March a full-time position, and we'll hone that, I think, Jimmy, as far as the Debbie's provided you with her, what you know, her duties are and everything. So a job description, I think we can put together rather, you know, quickly with that.
Okay, we'll do that, and then also include Gail's.
Hey. Oh, sorry, Jim.
I'm sorry, and include Gail's as well in the description.
Sure. Yeah.
And Gail's okay with this?
Yes, Gail and I have talked.
Very good. John, you had a point to make?
Yes, thanks. And it might just for Debbie, I mean, the list of assignments and everything you're doing, what about just hours? I'm not aware of how many hours you work a month and if we're paying full-time. Does that mean split this up and you think it's 30 hours? Is 30 hours full-time, or you think it's we're looking for another 40-hour position?
Right now, I do work over 40 hours a week. I am on salary, so whatever hours I work, I work.
She works a good 20 hours a week.
Way to go. You think it's a 50-hour week typically for you?
It probably is a 50-hour week typically, especially with meetings. And I was thinking of taking it in a little bit of a different direction by trying to get somebody in here to help with ABR, zoning, planning. Start them out so you don't overwhelm them. And how it was separated when I came to the council office, I was doing planning, zoning, ABR. You eliminate four meetings a month by having somebody else be able to do those meetings. And then they can help out. And if I do happen to have to miss a council meeting or a committee meeting, they could fill in. I think it would be easier to get them to on board to do the quote unquote building stuff.
Yeah, I think that's excellent because yeah, both the BZA, BZA architecture, brand planning all come out of, you know, the building. So you can start them in right away with probably architectural board is the easiest one to get started with, and then move on to you know, to the BZA and then the planning commission, that because you don't want to have them throw up their hands before right. They get their feet wet with it. So right. And I find and you probably found it fascinating that the topics that and the people you work with and everything is so beneficial to the city. And it's beneficial to the city to have a person that's people friendly. You don't want to have somebody there that is not, you know, does not promote the city well and everything. So that's one thing too. We want to have one professional that has your professional and also has your way of dealing with the public, which is, I think, so important. Nowadays, I think it's as important as street smarts or actual intelligence as it's communicating and how you treat other people. I think that's the key to success is if, you know, you treat people with kind of and be self-deprecating, you're getting much farther than if you're, you know, not that way. And I think makes life easier for everybody. But Debbie, I guess what we want to do is that as soon as this person is, we'll interview him. I think that Debbie should be on the interview too, and then hire somebody that you know, we can mold to at least what we want to have as the future. There will never be anybody that can replace it, but there'll be somebody that in other avenues will do a great job for the city and still enjoy their work too. And that's so, we've talked and definitely we're going to look into the software. You have our marching orders on that, whatever you can find through the grapevine, through your fellow clerks and everything, we'll support 100%, bring that back to us so we can see what, you know, what is out there and weigh in on it too.
Okay.
I think that if we get to part C there, the last, very last paragraph about the storage of invaluable documents also be considered. This is more of a logistics type thing, but right now, what storage are you talking about? Documents or which documents in that?
All the original ordinances, all the original minutes. Right now, they're stored in the office that Gail sits in. There's no there's no sprinkler system. If we're going to add on to make a bigger caucus room, I think we need to consider the storage of those invaluable records.
I think once something happens to them, there's no bringing them back and everything. So we need to look at that. Jim, your thoughts?
Just could, do we scan documents then throw out the originals?
No. We're required to keep the originals, but we do scan all of the ordinances and resolutions and minutes.
So we should look at our retention policy, because that may not be the best interest. If we've already got it by scan, I don't know if you need the originals. But
we're required by law to have the originals. For the ordinances and the resolutions, yes.
Tom, your thoughts?
I was just saying what Jim's saying. I'm thinking if we scan them, why keep the originals? But there's also places like Iron Mountain or something that house them for you, and it's, you know, 100% secure for a small fee before we build a room that costs, you know, $100,000 to store them in. There's a service provided that, you know, they will come pick them up, store them. If you need to view them, there's a small fee. They send them back to you. So there's other places where we could store them at.
Do you ever access these original documents, or do you just refer to the digitized versions?
Mostly I refer to the digitized versions. Every once in a while we need to come up with an original document.
Debbie, is that state law or city ordinance that requires originals?
It's the Ohio Historical Society. And we have a record retention policy, and they would probably want to see all of our historical records before we would do any destroying. Yeah. I was just piggybacking off of, you know, possibly redoing parts of City Hall just to, you know, take that into consideration.
My experience was that the state allowed you to have a retention policy that you had to retain all data that could be reasonably used. All data, but then the materials that were reasonably used, you could throw out originals if you kept scanned copies. So we went through at the Board of Cosmetology and threw out all the licenses from 1933, because those people probably weren't active anymore. But we scanned them as part of the historical record. So that was acceptable. Attorney General DeWine at the time had said that was acceptable. So, you know, instead of storing all the stuff, we may be able to scan. I don't know, but we should take.
And then, Debbie, maybe we can look into what Tom suggested, like the Iron Mountain or some of those, that I see what the fees would be to see if that's, you know, an acceptable alternative or not. And if we want to have them located off-site, too, as far as that goes. But we need to make sure they're protected as far as where they're stored. Mm-hmm. And I think accessibility would be an important factor, too. Any other thoughts on that subject?
No, but I did have a comment in regards to Debbie's discussion about the new person doing the planning, zoning, ABR, BZA, and it led me to think about how Debbie morphed into her position as clerk of council, because originally there was a full-time clerk of council. Debbie was full-time in the business building department, and Debbie handled all of those meetings. And then when the issues arose in the council department, she took on the clerk of council role and then kept all those responsibilities. So I guess the question I have is there an individual in the building department that may be willing and able to take on these meetings? Because Debbie was full in the building department doing those meetings. Those meetings are really all applicable to the building department. So that employee over in that department would be best suited for it. But I don't know what the current staffing is. So just throwing that out there.
Sure. Well, like I say, when we post this position, if there's someone there that's capable and willing to move on, that'd be a good chance to, because that would be ideal. Like you said, Anthony, it already has some background information regarding those three boards there and everything, at least somewhat. So we'll keep that option open. Still be nice to have two, I think, full-time people in the clerk's office. I think we won't run into a problem with what Debbie had a few years back with when you were hourly, it was overtime and all that, and you were really working yourself, even today, you work yourself to extremes on that. And you won't find too many people that'll be willing to do that or be happy about doing that either. So I think there's a fine balance. You like to have, if you have two people that are qualified to doing the same job, council won't be left in a lurch there. Something would happen to one or the other. So now the last thing that Debbie had on her list, we talked about already, is this what Jim Gibbs had come up with, a transcription service. Now that, yeah, Dale?
We can't hear you.
Maybe he has his phone on mute.
Do you have your
phone? Does he need a new phone too?
Oh, you got me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. In the engineering department, they are in the process of looking at a replacement for Janine Bain.
Right.
I wonder if that might come to play.
Now, is Janine, is her duties there require full time to be there with the engineers?
Yes.
Yeah, so it'd probably be, I think, Debbie, if you were in the building, you came from the building department might have more of a chance to find that person that can have the ability to cross over and do some of the meetings and everything, I think.
Yes.
The person in the building department has an instant tutor with Debbie. So it's not like starting out at ground zero.
Mm-hmm. Now, what I see, and you're the last paragraph you talk about, the transcription service, I guess council has to decide, would they be satisfied with a just a summary of our meetings? But I think our committee meetings are pretty important, that you'd like to have more than just a summary sheet. You'd like to have a little more robust transcription of the minutes than that. So I don't know how much do we want to, if we want to further spend time on what Jim Gibbs has to offer. Maybe he gave us a sample there of that, and maybe that'd be sufficient.
I mean, I think as long as the meeting is taped in some form, when we save that tape, we can always go back to the tape if you really needed it verbatim. I mean, as long as we save that tape, you know.
I think you have to anyway. I think state law says that if you tape a meeting, it has to be saved.
until the minutes are approved.
Well, let's just take a look at that. I think, well, let's take a look at it.
Sure.
Yeah, we have to see what direction as a council, what the majority would like to do as far as how in-depth our minutes, are the minutes are for the meetings and everything. If we want to, because we've been spoiled, we've had, right now verbatim since I've been on. And so, but I don't know, never, not seeing summary at all. Once I see a summary thing, maybe that might be more useful for us to hit the high points and things too. So that's one thing we have to think about maybe as the year goes on, if we want to go in that direction and have a more a summary type of review or that of our committee meetings and that.
And I don't want to throw a loop, but I think that there are some meetings that we have that should be verbatim. Like, I think, our strategic planning meetings, if you want to go back to the previous year and, you can read the whole minute for a meeting like that, I don't know what your thought on specific meetings. We just do verbatim, and the other meetings we don't, or...
Yeah, I think what we can maybe start out, we have a couple. I know, Jim, you're going to have a tree committee, or the tree committee, and Anthony, you're going to have the Hemlock Trail committee. Maybe just start off with summary minutes from your meetings there and see how comes through, how that works on a trial basis. And that'll give us an idea, this is all right, or maybe, maybe that's all right for those type of committee, but maybe we still want to have the verbatim for our council committee meetings. But I think it's a thing to look into. I've been spoiled, like I say, I'm going to be on my outs here in a couple of years anyway. So I think I always like the verbatim. I like reading through it and catching some of the nuances that you wouldn't catch with a summary type of results. So, but we'll. Well, definitely. Debbie, I'll leave the last portion of our meeting up to you. Anything else that you want to bring forward, or anything you want to add to what we've discussed so far? Because this is, like I say, you live this day in and day out. This is your life, and we're the rest of us part timers, so we might interact with you a couple times a week and that. But you have to let us know there's something's really on your mind that we can improve as a council, can improve the operations of our office there.
The verbatim minutes, I would say it would be all or nothing. Either you do all the committees, all the council meetings verbatim, or you don't, not to pick and choose. That might be too difficult. And, you might get one chairperson who would want verbatim and one who doesn't, and that could change in 2 years. So you don't have consistent minutes.
Yeah, well, that's why I suggested maybe for some of the other ad hoc committees, like we have, or the committee like we have with the tree, just to see how that works and see if we might want to do it. But you're right, it should be an all or nothing. We have to go in one direction or the other and not pick and choose what, or make it dependent on who the committee chairman is, because there'll be inconsistency there. And, we need to have consistent treatment of these minutes.
Right, and as far as the Jim Gibbs and the service, I mean, it's a 5-day turnaround. I can get the minutes done verbatim usually quicker than 5 days. So I don't know if you want to pay for something like that.
Not when you're quicker.
Seems like the system we have in place works pretty good.
Right. Yeah,
On the kind of the ad hoc committees, like in the past it was the mining committee, and now we have the tree committee and the trail committee. I know in the past the mining committee, the chairman was Mike Guzzi. It was comprised of residents. It's not a formal council committee, so there were never verbatim minutes taken of any of those.
Right, meetings. Right. Just summary.
They had their own secretary. They'd take a summary and some brief notes, and that was it. So it's those committees. Very different than the council committees and all the boards and commissions.
Yeah, I do look at the one though that Anthony you're involved with as being important, because we have a big investment in that trail, and it leads to future, I think, you know, development of the city, could potentially economic development of the downtown. So it, I'm looking at that as more than just Hemlock Trail, but maybe the start of a network of trails or that we could have down the road, because that's a trend that seems to be picking up in all the metropolitan areas, our trail system, and as people you know, realize how important exercise and fitness is, that's such an important asset to the community. And so yeah, we'll wait, but those summary would be good, because we like to know, keep in of course the recommendations that your committee and Jim, what your committee would have as far as the, because yours deals with the environment as far as that goes, and trying to provide a better environment for the community too. So I take it as important information that we as a council could use, and maybe even in our committee put it to action and everything too. So, but I think at least what I got out of this workshop is that we're going to have legislation for the March meeting. We'll keep it on first reading for future discussion, and that to have a position, and to have you work with council on honing this to be something that really is apropos as far as an assistant clerk goes. And we should have dialogue with the mayor's office to see if that person potentially can do some things when the city, especially I think of when home days and when special events are coming and everything, it's all hands on deck, and they could use that person, put them to good use during that time. And usually in the summertime, things are slower as far as council work goes and everything too, that they could, you know, they can do work for the mayor's office and that. But we need to have somebody, I know down the road, the mayor's going to be needing whoever the mayor would be, to replace, you know, how Dar Pallotta has evolved as far as the assistant there too. And so I think anything else, Debbie, that we can, for the good of council?
No.
Very good. Well, we need possibly to work with that new HR person, I guess, comes on board next Monday. So maybe, Jim, we'll get together with that person too to coordinate, make sure that they're on board with what we're trying to accomplish here too.
Good idea.
Very good. But I thought, even though it wasn't a long meeting, I thought it was a very beneficial meeting. Anybody has any kind of comments before we adjourn?
John? Hey, it's something unrelated, but charter review, I submitted a name. I guess let me know, is there anything, next steps related to charter review? Not come through this process yet myself. What do you think? Is there a discussion on to kick this off?
Well, Debbie, don't they, who organizes that? Is that of the mayor's office?
Dar, out of the mayor's office, sent the charter and a welcome letter to all the people who were on the list that everyone picked. She just sent that out yesterday.
I see. Will we get happy of like the who's been selected and all that, so we're...
I can provide you a copy of who's been selected. I heard that the first meeting is February 22nd at 6
Very
o'clock.
Very good. Very good.
But I'll send out that list, because Dar gave me a copy of that list.
Thank you, Debbie.
Okay.
So any other
points? It might not have to do with the meeting, but can we all maybe like donate $25 and get Dale a computer that works?
Well, there he goes. Well, Dale's comfortable being with sign language like that.
There might be days you want to keep that computer, Dale. It might be just fine.
What kind of time do you want?
As long as it's not obscene.
We have had a first. We usually vote by roll call, yes, no, yay, or nay. And now we have the Roman Emperor, yes and no.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
Dale
good.
iPad? Does Dale have an iPad? Because he can zoom in. That should be flawless.
Oh, this iPad's fantastic. The one I have now that they fixed it up for me. It's even better than the old one. It allows everybody to be on one screen.
I don't know if he got an iPad or not.
I don't know either. Well, Dave, did you teach Tom to get everybody on one screen on his iPad?
Yeah, this is going to be, because the old one, I was flashing back and forth to like three screens and everything. This one, I can see everybody on one screen, and it's Dale, a lot easier.
Now, did you get an iPad?
Dale, did you get an iPad?
No.
No.
Why not? It's free, Dale. I like free.
Look, yeah. I have a brand new laptop that's tied to my oversized screen at my desk. So I don't need another piece of technology because this new computer has 11 instead of 10. So I'm relearning all that garbage too.
I think you do need a new one, Dale.
I think Tommy speaks for all of us.
Yeah. I know I'm
paying $25, Tom.
I don't know if it's the computer or the operator.
I don't know. It's really weird. Debbie,
you'll vouch for the.
Can you keep this open for a minute, and I'm going to try to re-enter.
Sure.
Okay.
And Debbie can vouch for, planning commission meetings. We had anybody that was on, with Dale's connection. I mean, people, the applicants, nobody could understand what he was saying and everything. It was almost a comedy of errors every month. It was just, and that's not really, you don't want to have, when you're having business, to conduct with the city and applicants that you're trying to understand. They can't understand what the chairman's saying.
If he would cut out, and then somebody would ask a question, and he would repeat the question again. Because he would cut out for so long.
Yeah. It really cut the flow of the meeting to where you just wanted to get out of there and not partake. Now, is Dale going to join us again before we...
Yeah, he's going to try to get back on. I mean, you can... I can just keep the meeting.
I guess over. I've got somewhere to be at 6 o'clock, so I don't know how long he's going to try.
Oh, very good. It's only 5... So I think, again, we have our marching orders, Jim, where I'm looking forward... And we'll get together, get that going. But and Debbie, keep us posted on any kind of software proposal too.
Okay, I will.
Great.
Okay.
And we'll try to promote if there's somebody in the building department, that'd be ideal to have somebody promoted from there to this position if they're interested, because they have already the background information that they'll need for those other committees.
Yeah, I don't know if there is or not.
Find out.
Well, I don't know if we're going to stick around for Dale or if maybe we'll just...
No, you can leave.
Okay. Very good. So I'll entertain a motion.
Sit here until tomorrow.
Yeah. Do we have a motion adjourned?
So moved.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Very good. Well, everyone have a great great week and look forward. I guess we're... what's the
recording stopped.